Thanks for choosing to listen to this edition of Chris Fabry Live. As we have said on the program many times, you are always an insider with us. We don't charge for this service. But if you'd like to contribute to help out, go to chrisfabrylive.org and click on the support button. Now, enjoy the program. And you thought it was safe to listen to the radio again. Nope, we never said this program was safe. Good for the heart and soul, absolutely. Safe? No way. We are calling you to something better than safe on this edition of Chris Fabry Live. In fact, what we are calling you to do is one of the most liberating things you could ever do in your life. But it's kind of counterintuitive when you think about it. It's like having that old well, that old pump that you used to have, pouring water down that dry well to prime the pump. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense on the surface, but spiritually it does. It is one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. It's something that most of the world thinks Christians are crazy for doing. I've heard a popular radio host say this: you Christians are crazy. You want to blank everybody. I want to talk about the blank today. If you practice this thing in your life, you might be accused of condoning something really bad. But until you discover how to do this, you will not fully encounter its healing power in your life. You will not understand the freedom and the peace and the joy that it can bring to you and that will spill over to others. What is it? Author and speaker Sean Lance is going to lead us through a journey that Joseph and his family went through. It might be a journey that you are going through today. I dare say we all need to go on this journey at some point in our lives. So come on over to the Radio Backyard Fence. Let's talk about it today. Tricia McMillan's our producer. Eric D. Huffington Huffer II is our engineer. Working hard, as he always does. Derek Schrock is answering your calls at 1-877-LIVE-675 or 877-548-3675. You'll find us online at chrisfabrylive.org, and the last name is five easy little letters, F-A-B, as in fabulous, F-A-B-R-Y, chrisfabrylive.org. Rob Boo was with us yesterday, and if you didn't hear the discussion about a theology of difficulty, of disappointment, of suffering, you can go to that website. You have to know something about what was going on behind the scenes. I knew the moment the phone rang here at the Cactus Compound to detox, I usually keep that off, but for one reason or another, it was on yesterday, and it has that old-time ringing thing on it. I should have known from then that it was going to be an interesting hour. I am in Arizona. Our studio's in Chicago. We uplink everything from there, so it's a really big backyard fence. But in order to get my voice to Chicago, we use this electronic device and a special phone line that crunches my voice coming out of my mouth into ones and zeros, and pretty quickly on the other end, it deciphers that and you hear it. But we also have a backup that uses the internet. So if one doesn't work, then we've got the other. And the internet here at the compound has been slowing and slowing, and I called the phone company. I asked them to look at it. They sent out two nice gentlemen who were going to get here before noon, but they didn't show up. And so I went ahead and did what I do every day. And in the middle of doing what I do every day here on the program, the internet went down. And I couldn't see from Tricia, you know, who's coming up next and how much time there is for this, that, and the other thing. And then the phone machine, this electronic thing that does the ones and the zeros, starts to chirp at me like this angry bird, and it drops out. And if you listen to the end of the program yesterday, you can hear a little bit. Our guest says, "Chris?" And only by God's grace and Eric Hufford's knowledge of the delay button were we able to move ahead. This morning I put on Facebook, note to self, when texts from the phone company give you a four-hour window and don't show up, don't go on the radio and hope they won't come in and fix things while you are on the air, because you will likely go off the air at a very inopportune time. And then the follow-up note to that, realizing after all I've just said, God can even use dead air to give him praise. God can use the silence to praise himself. And I felt that yesterday, even with all the technical stuff going wrong, God was still communicating through that story of Rob and through the negatives that we were going through. And a friend wrote, "I think the radio backyard fence becomes more intimate when things go wrong like that. And God seems to work through it even more somehow, but I probably won't miss those sharp zapping noises in my earphones every time your line is dropped." And she's right. Those squeals are not a whole lot of fun. But today we're good. We're all good. And we're talking to each other, and the ones and the zeros are flowing thus far. I had them coming back today to check something else, and I said, no, it's working too well to fix it again. That's kind of the way it works. But God can use dead air for his own glory, aren't you glad? He can use the emergency alert system too, can't he? Right here on Chris Fabry Live, we're going to speak with a person that we've talked with before. She has been ministering the love of Jesus to those around her since she was real small. Her mom and dad are the founders and directors of Laban Ministries International. They moved to the Democratic Republic of Congo when she was just 10. She's written, we've talked about this, Congo Vignettes, Living with Unmet Desires, and then the what we're going to talk about today. She lives in Nashville, made the trip up to Chicago, and Sean Lance, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me, Chris. I'm doing great.
You're here. If I go down now, you're the host, okay? You're taking the rest of the program.
Oh, no.
Yes, it'll be fun. You'll do a great job. We've talked with you before about your spiritual odyssey, about what happened to you in Africa, about, you know, your life. What we're going to talk about today, though, really does what I kind of set things up. It will change you from the inside out, and it will affect you more than it will the person that you're trying to do this to, won't it?
That's absolutely right. Do I give it away?
Well, I think everybody's asking, what are they doing? Some of them, you know, they've gone to the website and they understand. Well, yeah, tell me what it is. What is it?
We're going to be talking about the healing power of forgiveness that we can find in Jesus Christ.
All right. Now, what do you define that? What is forgiveness?
Well, that really is part of the reason why I wrote the study. I think that we as Christians can be confused about what forgiveness looks like, what biblical forgiveness looks like. And for so many years, I thought, if I forgive that person for the hurt that he or she caused me, that means that I'm saying what happened was okay. And I'm not okay with that, because that really wounded me deeply. And so I went on a quest in Scripture to try to discover what it is that biblical forgiveness really looks like.
And you landed on the story of Joseph.
I did. And anyone who says that the Bible is boring needs to open it again. There is everything in there, Chris, that you can imagine in the chapters where Joseph really enters the scene, which is Genesis 37 through the end of Genesis chapter 50, and it reads like a soap opera sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
It is just, it's unbelievable, and only God could write a story where you and I get a front row seat to people that we know in our own lives. As we're reading Scripture, we are able to see, boy, that's been me. I've made that decision, or I have felt betrayal like that, or I have really wrestled deeply, just like this character has. And the Holy Spirit comes in and does an amazing thing in us as we're reading this incredibly exciting narrative in Scripture.
I think what we're talking about is the gateway in our Christian lives to however you want to say it, the next level or a deeper, more intimate walk with Christ. Because so many people, as we go through the day-by-day machinations of this program and we talk about one issue or another, it comes back around to several different things. One of them is fear, and the other is this issue of forgiveness. Mm. And there are, I'm convinced, and I think you are, I'm convinced there are so many believers who are stuck in their Christian life, who do not feel God working, who don't hear Him speaking to them, who don't, in the correct way, biblical way, who don't feel led by God or even affirmed by God, because they have this block, and that block is forgiveness, and they think that by hanging on to this, whatever it is, and that other person, that they're actually doing a good thing. You know, they're kind of punishing the other person for the wrong that they have done, and they don't realize how much it's affecting them.
That's so true. And I think that's why Hebrews 12:15 says, see to it that a bitter root doesn't grow up to cause trouble and defile many. And holding on to the bitterness that comes from an unforgiving heart, it doesn't just affect me. It affects everyone in my life. And it is something that we're not given. Forgiveness is not an option for the Christian. And so we need to go before the Lord and really wrestle with Him over some of the deepest hurts that we've received.
I want to ask you, Sean, and I want to ask each listener right now. Think of the person, think of the face that you have forgiven, you know, the person in the past that you say, this was the biggest thing that ever happened to me, and I've forgiven that person. I want you to think about that, the story and all that goes with that. Now I want you to think of one other face. This is the person that you have never forgiven. This is the person that maybe God is bringing to your mind right now from long, long ago that is part of that blockage that you say, well, you can't be talking about him or her because that hurt is too deep. I want you to keep that in your mind as we continue with Sean Lance on Chris Fabry Live.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
You're listening to Chris Fabry Live, direct from Moody Radio. It's great to have you here listening or re-listening. Tell a friend about the program and how they can hear us online right here. You are our best means of advertisement, really, and our best ministry resource because you help us spread the word about quality broadcasts. Now let's get back to the program. Chris Fabry Live is the program. I'm Chris. How are you? Welcome to the Backyard Fence. We're talking with Sean Lance, founder of Ascengo Ministries. She's been ministering since she was just a wee little lassie. She is the author of Congo Vignettes and then two Bible studies with the main heading Living with Unmet Desires. The first one was talking about the jealousy. This second Living with Unmet Desires study is Encountering the Healing Power of Forgiveness. It's written mainly to women, but anybody will be affected by this. Encountering the Healing Power of Forgiveness. And that's what we're talking about today. If you want to discuss it, 877-LIVE-675 is our number. I've asked you to think of two faces. One, the person you've forgiven. The other, the person that you have not forgiven. And we're going to parse that a little bit today. 877-548-3675. I think many people don't want to tell the truth. I think there are a lot of people who can't expose the truth to that question, Sean. Mm. And it may be the same in your own life. There is a deep hurt that you, if I were to ask you here on the air, tell us the worst thing that's ever been done to you and who you had to forgive. You may not be able to tell us that because of how deep that is and how personal that is. This goes with all our listeners as well. You can't get on the radio and talk about this because you know that there's somebody that you know, a friend, a family member, somebody in your church even, and you can't expose that. But you know in your heart the depth of all of that. Can you give us something from your life, Sean, that that forced you to the page? Because you don't write a Bible study like this. You don't go through this without having something inside of you that's compelling you, drawing you to do this.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I would say that my struggle with forgiveness really started in my adolescence. I was raised in a Christian home. I was a pastor's kid before I became a missionary kid. The Word of God was definitely spoken of daily in our home. And yet, life has a way of coming along and knocking you down and taking the wind out of your sails. And when you look at some of the things that have happened to you, there's a real temptation to become bitter over it. I remember one time during my adolescence, there were actually some adults in my life at a very pivotal point in my life who were, I would say, neglectful, maybe, and I really had to struggle through that. I think it probably took me well into my 20s. No, I'm going to take that back. It probably took me until 5 years ago. Okay, I'm going to give my age away.
Yeah.
I'm 43. And so this was something that just kind of was dormant in the back of my mind, but would come up every now and then and would deeply hurt me again.
How did it surface in your life then? Would it be just attitudes that you'd have with your husband or the way you parented or?
All of those things that you mentioned. And I got to a point of desperation where I thought, you know, there's poison here.
Yes.
underneath this surface, and I'm tired of hiding it. And, you know, David in the Psalms, I love the Psalms, but Psalm 139 is one of my favorites, and he is very bold in asking God to search his heart and to know him and to expose anything in him that is wicked, that needs to go. And I had done life my way, Chris, for decades, and felt like God brought me to a point of desperation. Really, as I started speaking to women, I felt like he was saying, you know, Sean, we're going to have to clean house. And this is one of the areas. You have surrendered many areas to me, but there are some old hurts. There are some, let's call it what it is. There's sin that is there. And you and I, we're never going to go to the next level until this is taken care of. And what
you could say to God, but God, that's not my fault. I didn't do this one, you know, neglectfulness or whatever it is. Some people would say abuse. You know, I didn't do that. It's not my fault that this is having a negative effect on my life.
And what the Lord said to me is, Sean, I am sovereign over everything. And if you will let me, I will take those deepest wounds and I will allow you to minister to other people. If you want to keep it your way, your pain will be in vain. Or you can experience what I talk about in what Paul talks about in his letter to the Corinthians about comforting others with the comfort that we ourselves have received. And being able to do that, Chris, has just given me a whole new lease on life.
What kind of difference does it make then in your relationships by doing this process?
Well, I think the first thing that I needed to understand is I'm a sinner and I have hurt others too. There are people walking around today that might, when they remember Sean Lance, they might not remember her as I wish they would. And I have been guilty of doing the same thing as I, the things that I have held in bitterness against someone, I have done the same thing. Maybe not to the same extent. Maybe it only was a thought. But I have, and I've actually done actions too that I am not proud of.
Sean, you're a little, a missionary kid, a pastor's kid, an angel. What's the worst thing did you step on somebody's frog or something?
I
can't imagine you doing something mean to somebody.
Oh my goodness. Pastor's kids and missionary kids. And if any of you are listening to me today, you know that we know how to play the game very well. And, John 10:10 says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And the more that I fall in love with Jesus, the more I realize what a debt I owe him. And, I think about that passage in Luke 7 where Jesus is invited into the home of a Pharisee, and this sinful woman comes in and douses his feet in tears and wipes them with her hair. And this Pharisee is thinking, if he only knew what kind of a woman she was,
yes.
He wouldn't even want her near him. And so Jesus turns to this Pharisee and he says, I have a question to ask you. There were two men that owed a debt that they couldn't pay. One owed a much larger sum than the other, and they were both forgiven. Who do you think will love the person that forgave the debt more? And the Pharisee rightly said, well, the one who is forgiven of more. And Jesus says, you judge correctly. And then he goes on to point out what this Pharisee didn't do out of love for him, that this sinful woman did. And then he just makes this astounding statement. He says, he who has been forgiven little loves little. And Chris, that's what was happening with me. I was not capable of loving my husband or my children or giving myself to others because I didn't realize the debt that I owe Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the dirty little secret about that story is that the woman who was there, who had the reputation and everything, everybody knew she was unclean. She was, as she had the sin in her life.
Right.
And everybody thought the guy, who threw the party or had the dinner, he is the righteous one. Mm-hmm. And part of what Jesus is saying to him and to you and me is there is no distinction here. If you do not see yourself as every bit as much a sinner as this one and more so, then, you're not going to be able to accept that forgiveness that I'm offering because it's always going to be on your own merit. Jesus gives me grace and he has mercy for me, but I'm going to do it myself. I'm a pretty good guy. And if you come at it that way, you'll never understand what the gospel is about.
Mm. Absolutely. Amen to all of that.
Yeah.
I got to a point where he said, it's time. And you know what I love so much about him, Chris, is our Jesus does not make us look at everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
He has this incredible way of wooing us to him. And he knows what we need when we need it, and he knows when we need things to be revealed to us. And he does it a little at a time. And so for anyone who's listening that is feeling like, I need to really look at this, I want to encourage you that Jesus is calling you into a deeper relationship with him. And you are going to have to look at some really yuck. yucky stuff, painful things, not to relive the pain for that, you know, the pain's sake, but to give it to the Redeemer and the Healer of our hearts, and to become even more intimate with Him.
This dovetails with what we were talking about yesterday with Rob Boo, who lost his wife and his best friend died as well. And then eventually he married his best friend's wife later on. You know, it is a great story of love and redemption and all of that. But to be able to get past the hurt and the pain of losing your best friend and confidant, your spouse, and then your other best friend, you know, a fellow that he'd known for a lot of years, God was calling him into a deeper relationship through the pain of all of that suffering. And it's the same thing with this issue, with forgiveness, with somebody else who has done something against you. It's what Jesus exhibited from the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." It's the same kind of forgiveness that Shawn talks about in her new book that just released yesterday, this Bible study, that talks about what Joseph went through. And I really want to get into that as we continue. We're going to do that. And we're also going to take your calls about where you are in this journey. And we're going to do it as quickly as we can. Here's the number, 1-877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675. Shawn Lantz, L-A-N-T-Z, has written a series of Bible studies. This is the second in the Living with Unmet Desires, Encountering the Healing Power of Forgiveness. We have it linked on our website at chrisfabrylive.org. You can go there right now and find out more at chrisfabrylive.org. Again, the number 1-877-LIVE-675. You're listening to Chris Fabry Live. Remember, you can link with us online at Facebook.com. Just type in Chris Fabry Live. Also, the website has many more past programs you might be interested in, and you can support us there as well. We don't charge anything for this service, and you can help us in that way. All at chrisfabrylive.org. The story of Joseph is just full of intrigue and mystery and abandonment and shame and sexuality and, you know, imprisonment. You just go all the way through it. It's about coming from a very low position and being exalted. It's about life and death. And running through this, almost in the background in a lot of ways, is this scarlet cord of forgiveness that Shawn Lantz has written about in a new study that is just out. It just came out yesterday. It's called Living with Unmet Desires. That's the series. The title of this one is Encountering the Healing Power of Forgiveness. So what I would like to do is then look at Joseph's story through our callers today at 877-LIVE-675. You'll talk with Shawn and me, and let's talk with Maria. Hi, Maria. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you for answering my phone call.
Well, it sounds like you have had this issue in your family, too.
I sure have. I immigrated here when I was 15 years old, and I lived with my sister. Her husband attempted to rape me, and I tried to tell my sister, but she did not believe me. And eventually, he did. And as a consequence, I did have an abortion, then become a Christian, a believer, and, you know, I tried to talk through the issue with her, but it was almost impossible. And, you know, throughout the years, sending letters of asking for forgiveness, I tried to reach out to her. It took almost 17 years, and finally, we've been talking. We have not approached the issue. We kind of just, hi, how are you, and things like that, but nothing deep. Yes. But in the midst of those times that we have meet together, there are things that she'll say or things that she does that reminds me of the past, and I don't want anything to do with And my fear is, as I'm listening to you, that I thought I'd forgiven her. I know that in the midst of everything, I had a lot of work to do in my own personal life and a lot of things to change and repent of. But, as I'm listening, I'm like, oh my goodness, did I forgive her?
Yes. So you're questioning that. All right. And so again, for our listeners, something that happened 17 years ago, and they really still are dancing around this issue. And many parallels between Joseph's story, too, especially with the sexual thing that's going on and then an abortion and then a redemption that comes when she gave her life to Jesus. What would you say, Sean? Has she really forgiven her sister or has she got a ways to go?
Maria, I want to thank you so much for being so transparent with us. And first of all, let me say to you, that I am so sorry that those horrible things happened to you. And I'll tell you what I've discovered. There's a very interesting passage in Matthew 18 where Peter comes to Jesus and he says, how many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? And he says up to seven times. And Jesus says, no, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. In another passage, Maria, Jesus actually says 70 times seven. That's 490 times. Mm-hmm. I have really mulled over that passage. And what I've come up with, Maria, is there are some hurts like you have experienced that need to be brought to the Lord 490 times. I don't think if you have gotten down on your knees and you have asked our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive, forgive you for things that you've done against others, but then to help you forgive your sister and this other person, He forgave, and He is willing to give the power through His Holy Spirit to do that. But I'll tell you what, and this is kind of what I was alluding to before we went to break. Jesus doesn't allow us to see everything that we need to do all at once. And so I believe I hear your heart. Your heart is that you don't want to be burdened with this anymore. You want freedom in this area. And I would say, believe in faith, even when your emotions tell you, I don't think I forgave because I'm reliving the pain again.
Yes.
Right.
That is not what forgiveness is according to Scripture. Forgiveness is the blood of Jesus Christ over that situation. And what I would do is arm myself with the Word of God. There's a powerful passage in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, and it talks about how we don't fight war in this world with the weapons of the world. But actually, the weapons that we fight with are able to demolish strongholds, and we're able to bring down any pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we're also able to bring every thought and take it captive and make it obedient to Christ. So when you think about your sister, what I would say, this is what I've done, Maria. Jesus, here I am again. I am reliving this pain again. I'm realizing over again that this hurt me deeply. I do not want to be enslaved by this. And so, Jesus, I am bringing this thought, this temptation for me to dwell on what happened and for me to listen to the accuser, who is Satan, who says, Maria, you have every right to be bitter and angry about this. Stay here and dwell on that. I know, Jesus, I'm giving you this thought. Make it obedient to you. And thank you, Lord, again, that you are empowering me to forgive my sister.
Well, thank you so much. That truly helps a lot. I think I feel a lot of times like I'm not worth it of God's forgiveness. Mm. And therefore, sometimes I feel like, I feel like God has given me in return so much. I have a wonderful godly man in my life, two wonderful children, and I look at my life and everything that God has given me in return of repentance, but then I always like have the fear of what about if I blow up, or what about if I make a huge mistake and something comes out and then God is going to take it all away from me. Mm. You know, my family is what I have and what I treasure, and it's all to the glory of God. And as you're talking about forgiveness, I was, you know, doubting, and I'm like, God, I really don't want to feel this. And did I forgive her or not? And if I didn't, I want you to expose my heart so that I can repent and change that.
See, and I think when God hears that, Maria, he just envelops you. He wants to hug you, and he wants to envelop you in his love, because the Spirit is working in your heart. And the difficulty that you're having, I think you agree here, Sean, is to distinguish that voice of the one who's saying, see, now, you may not have given everything, you know. And that little slow, did God really say that you were forgiven and that you could forgive that other person? You know, and I think, Sean, what you're saying is run into those arms, because he's not the one who's accusing you and banging you upside the head, right?
That's right. That is the enemy of your soul, Maria. And you claim the promise of Christ that there is therefore now no condemnation for you, because you have believed in Jesus Christ and you have asked him to deliver you in this area. Don't count on your emotions. Don't let them lead you. You bank your trust on the promises of God, and God is for you, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening and for the advice. It really helps a lot.
God bless you.
This is a powerful, powerful subject that we're talking about today. Forgiveness here on Chris Fabry Live and encountering the healing power
of it. Let your voice be heard. Call 877-LIVE-675 now. That's 877-LIVE-675.
This is Chris Fabry Live, and we have one more segment to go on the program. A perfect time to remind you, Moody Radio is listener-supported. You are our lifeline to on-air, live streams, podcasts, the whole shooting match worldwide. Thank you for your support at chrisfabrylive.org. There is a pivotal part of the film Schindler's List where the incarcerated, well, is in the death camp. The person looks at Oscar Schindler and says, the list is life. You know, you got your name on this list and you can live. And there is an aspect to what we are talking about here today, that forgiveness is life. And to not choose it for yourself to ask forgiveness, or to not give it to somebody else, and that's usually where we have the biggest problem. When we don't give that forgiveness to somebody, even to somebody who hasn't asked for it, and that's one of the big blockades, we lose out. We miss life. And Sean Lance is joining us. If you want to find out more about this study that she has written, Encountering the Healing Power of Forgiveness, go to our website. We have it linked right there as one of the featured resources at chrisfabrylive.org. Here's an anonymous caller. Hi, Anonymous. Tell me your story.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, how do you deal with a situation where someone really hurts you and you forgive them and it doesn't stop? They continue to hurt you. I dealt with an infidelity issue with my husband 3 years ago, some few months after we got married. And it didn't stop there. He still continued to be unfaithful to me. And I've tried forgiving him. It's just brought a lot of issues and a lot of problems. And I just find myself holding on to everything. I can't let it go. It hurts me so much.
Now, let me ask you, is the infidelity continuing now?
Honestly, I can't say no because I don't know.
Sometimes, you don't know.
Sometimes I think it stopped, and sometimes I find out things, and you know, I think I've just become so paranoid that you know I'm always digging for things, and I'm always looking at things in a different way.
And you don't know the truth necessarily. But the other question I was going to say is, you know, could this be, if this is abuse toward you from him, that's in a different kind of category. But Sean, this is a great question because I get it a lot. You know, what does forgiveness mean then, that I just continue in this relationship and I never call a person to account? What would you say from your study of Scripture?
In this study, I go back. We don't start with Joseph. We start with Abraham and Sarah. And then we go through the generations. Joseph is the fourth generation. And what you see, Chris, is this thread of deceit that is really in all of the generations, but more specifically in Jacob's family life. Jacob was Joseph's father. And he got a two-for-one when he married. He thought he was marrying one sister, and his deceiving father-in-law gave him a woman who he was not in love with. And this sets up I call it a house divided. Deceit is so problematic because it robs us of trust. And what I got from Jacob's story was Jacob and Laban had to part ways. And we are never told in Scripture again that they revisit each other or even have contact. And there are some situations, I do believe, where we cannot bring glory to God by being in a relationship with someone who is unrepentant and who continually, even when we try to bring some accountability there, they refuse to be accountable. And what ends up happening then is they hurt so many people in our path. You know, this is a very difficult question, and I think forgiveness is something that we must do. It is not an option, but reunion, I'm not sure about.
Yeah. And also the consequences of what the infraction is, you know, if a person abuses a child and is sent to prison for that, can that person be forgiven by that child? Absolutely. You know, that's the choice that the child has to make. And the person who's in prison has to, you know, ask for that forgiveness in order to receive it. And the child, you don't necessarily have to ask for that forgiveness. You can forgive even if it hasn't been asked. But there are still consequences to the actions that have gone on. If your husband has contracted a sexually transmitted disease and is intimate with you, then he can ask for forgiveness, but that does not take away the consequences of his actions in his own life and then what he has done to you. So you have to look at this, and I think you can forgive him, but you call him to account for those actions, and you have to work through them together in order for that relationship to continue. And, you know, I hope it does. I think God could be glorified in a relationship that is mended that way. But that's going to take a lot of work on his part that you don't have anything to do with. And then a lot of work on your part as well with forgiving and then continuing to forgive when those thoughts come up and when the paranoia starts. And I don't know that that can happen outside of a third party, another person, a pastor, a counselor, coming alongside both of you and taking two willing hearts and helping that mend. Have you gone for counseling at all? Is he open to that?
Yeah, we're going for counseling. We're in the process of counseling, but he's not too cooperative, I should say.
Yes.
We get instructions and things we have to do, and he doesn't participate. And, you know, it's just a very difficult situation. We have a child, and I'm expecting the second one, and it's just so hard holding on to everything. I keep trying to forget and trying to forgive, but when you're in a situation and it keeps happening, you don't really know what to do. And I know God is in control, but...
Well, I think the best thing we could do right now is to pray for you. Sean, would you pray for our anonymous friend?
Father, we walk in a sin-sick world. And there are others in our lives that make decisions that we wish they didn't make. Jesus, I pray that you would be so close to this caller. She needs wisdom. And you say in your word, you promise us that if any of us lacks wisdom, we can ask you, and you give it generously without finding fault. And so I'm asking today, more than anything, that you would give her wisdom to know what to do in this situation. I pray, Lord, that she would feel your presence. I pray that she would hear your voice as she opens your word. I pray, Lord, that she would be in your word daily, because that is where she is going to find direction and hope. And Lord, I do pray for reconciliation between she and her husband. Father, if that is possible, if that would bring you glory, Lord, I ask you for that in the name of Jesus.
Father, wisdom and truth, I pray that you'd bring out the truth and that you would change hearts here. Even as we've listened today, change our hearts where we haven't seen the truth about ourselves and about others, and free us through the power of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Sean, it's great to get to talk with you again. You're going to have to come back when that third one is done. Or do you know what you're going to be writing about next?
I think I'm going to be talking about Peter, actually, and finding a life of true significance.
It sounds great. Well, thanks for your work. God bless you. Again, you can go to chrisfabrylive.org and see more about encountering the healing power of forgiveness. Sean Lance has been with us today. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.
It's one of those Bible stories that makes me wonder, what would I have done? God had just told Abraham that he was going to become a great nation, but then Abraham was instructed to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Of course, we all know that God rewarded Abraham's obedience and spared Isaac. But how was Abraham able to do that in the face of losing it all? Although it must have been difficult, Abraham had an intimate relationship with God and trusted him. That's what all of us at Moody Radio want for you. We carefully plan our programming to help you develop a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. There's another resource we'd like to put in your hands. It's a book by Tony Evans called Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Check out our monthly support letter to see how to get your copy. If you don't get our letter but would like to, call 1-800-DL-MOODY. That's 1-800-DL-MOODY.
Well, we sure hope you enjoyed the program today. I'm Chris Fabry, hoping you will visit us at the website for updates, past programs, links to guests, my website and blog, and a whole lot more. And don't forget to join us for our next visit at the Radio Backyard Fence, and thanks for your support. Contact us online today at chrisfabrylive.org.